Later on Wednesday, we learnt the sad news, unfortunately, that the NBL One South Conference won't go ahead. The Northwest Thunder were sitting on top of the men's ladder. Unfortunately, they're not going to be declared champions either, despite winning something like about 13 out of their 17 or so games. The chairman of the Thunder is Tony Barker, who joins me now. Good morning, Tony.
G'day, Mark.
Thanks for your time. I really appreciate it. Obviously, very disappointing news, but from what you were saying when it happened on Wednesday, is it wasn't totally unexpected, was it?
Nah, look, we've been watching the landscape as things have unfolded, I suppose, over the last few weeks. So, certainly, you know, not unexpected, but in the same hand, it is very disappointing for everyone involved.
And it was such a good season. It had been such a good season for the Thunder, you know, on top of the ladder, as I said, only lost, I think, three games up until this point. And I would have thought with 75% of the season finished, the roster season, that maybe they should have been declared champions, or you should have been declared champions.
Look, there's certainly a line of thought that you could go down that direction, Martin, and we'd be more than happy to accept that. But obviously not the league rules. And so, you know, fantastic job by Nick and the boys to hold that stronger position for as long as they have, but yeah, unfortunately we don't end up with a trophy this year.
Well, we didn't have a season at all last year. Which is worse, to have a season go to this point and you know that you're going to play in the finals and have it taken away?
Look, you're still better off to play as many games as you can as compared to playing no games. So yeah, you've still got to take this one and you know, say thanks very much for where we've got to.
I'd imagine when the news broke on Wednesday, I'm sure you've spoken to Nick and some of the players. What's their feeling on it all?
Look, same really. I mean, in a way, no surprise. But yeah, it's sort of sad news in a way. While ever there was a glimmer of hope that the door was still open to you know to get to Melbourne and play some finals, we were sort of you know keeping ready, and now. Obviously, the news that's come through that the door shut, and we sort of just got to say, well, thanks for the season and wind things up.
It's been about 6 or 7 weeks since the boys hit the floor, and I know they're keen to do it because they've been training in that all that time. And I did hear during the week that there's a chance that the Todd Northrop Memorial Game may still go ahead in some form.
Look, there's a slight chance, Martin. We're sort of working on things in the background there, and sort of. Early next week, we should be able to say whether that's a goer or not.
I don't expect you to tell me the exact amount of money or whatever is involved, but obviously missing those home games when the season was cancelled has some sort of financial impact on the club. It's got to have affected the bottom line somewhere, doesn't it?
Look, it does. For a club like ours, that you know, people coming in through the door and being there, participating in games as spectators, that's a huge thing for a financial position for us. So every home game that we miss out on, you know, we definitely take a hit. We are in a very fortunate position that we do have still a healthy bank balance, so we've got some And certainly in a good position to move forward.
And, of course, you've got St Luke's Health on board as the naming rights sponsor, and, of course, Oliver's Bakery, are the naming rights sponsors for the stadium in Ulverston. So you've had some really good support, even though it's been a topsy-turvy year.
Oh, definitely. And, look, those multi-year deals that we've got, both with naming rights, particularly for the team and for the stadium, look, obviously got to have conversations with them about value and what we can do and what we can do different moving forward. But look, it's great to have that continued support.
I'd imagine that when we hit the court next year, it's going to be a case of unfinished business, but between now and then you'll have some sort of a wind-up for the season?
Yep, that's the plan. So I haven't got a specific date for that yet, but that'll be locked in very shortly.
Okay, and then that'll involve having your MVP count and things like that, and obviously you'll involve the sponsors in that too?
Yes, that's the plan this year to combine that. So hopefully have the team involved and get as many sponsors and supporters along as we can to recognise the season, because it's all said and done, it's still been an outstanding season for the guys, so that's great.
Well, it has, and we look forward to next year, hopefully going that extra step and getting into the finals and bringing the silverware home. I'm sure we're going to start off on a really positive note next year, despite the way we've finished today, Tony, but thanks for your time, really appreciate it.
No worries, thanks for your support too, Martin.